This is an executive summary of TIC, Tenants in Common, 1031 Exchanges Explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Before Delaware statutory trusts became the dominant fractional 1031 option, the Tenants in Common, TIC, structure filled that role, and it still suits certain investors. A TIC gives you direct, deeded co-ownership of a larger property than you could buy alone, with more control than a DST but more complexity in financing and decision-making. Understanding how TICs work, how they compare with DSTs, and when each fits helps exchangers choose the right fractional structure. This guide covers tenants in common exchanges in full. A tenants in common arrangement is direct co-ownership of a property by multiple investors, up to 35 for 1031 purposes, each holding an undivided fractional interest with a deeded share. Each co-owner owns a percentage of the whole property, not a specific physical portion, and receives a proportionate share of income, expenses, and gain. Because a TIC interest is direct ownership of real property, it qualifies as 1031 replacement property. An exchanger acquires a fractional deeded interest in a larger, often institutional quality asset than they could afford on their own. Each TIC co-owner has rights in the property, including a vote on major decisions, and can generally sell or transfer their interest, subject to agreements. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.